night, and everybody recommends this. It's in everybody's recommended plugin list. It's called Contact Form 7. It's very, it's very, very easy to use. So you know when you you know the way you search for plugins. Let me just go to one of my sites. So there's a site I'm working on at the moment. Let me go into plugins. So I just click on plugins. So this will be how you add any plugin at all. Now you probably find Contact Form 7 is actually on there already, but just one second. So these there we are. Contact Form 7.
Where's it say that? Oh yeah.
See that there?
Yeah.
Now if I didn't have it, then what I'd do is I'd go add new. And for 2 or 3 years, I think you've been able to install plugins directly without unpacking them or doing anything. So if you search for Contact Form, I'll do it so often it's prompted me already.
Yeah.
And then I click Search Plugins, and then that will go away, and then it'll come back with anything that matches those keywords. Now this is the one you want. So it's Takayuki Miyu, Miyoshi. So it's Contact Form 7. So I can, normally it'll say install, but because it's installed, it's...
not saying that.
It'll just say, I'll update it anyway. So I'll do that now. And you'll see...
Does that work?
Yeah?
Does that work with things like... what are they called? The autoresponders?
No. Let me show you. No, that's different. Let me show you what this does, and then I'll contrast that with what we're just talking about is actually a squeeze page. So let me show you that. Now there's a contact page here. In fact, the easiest way for me to show you is if I go to pages. Let me show you the result first. Contact us. That's my contact page. So if I view that, what you get is just a simple form on this page. So this is my banner. This is my menu. Right. So you type in your name. You type in your email. You type in your subject. I'd like to buy your stuff. And you press send. And then what happens is that will automatically send to your message was sent successfully. Good. So that will send to your email address. So whatever email address you've got in there, you'll get an email, be able to respond to them because you've got their name, you've got their email, and you know what they want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's a contact.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's not a a squeeze page, and I'll show you I'll show you the difference. I think I've got one on here.
This is for them to contact you.
That's correct.
Whereas a squeeze page is really to get their information so you can contact them.
Yes, yes, that's a good way of looking at it. So I think I've got one on the homepage here. So let me just show you that. There we are. That's a squeeze page. The giveaway is this. You know, if it's got so that type of form.
Basically, getting their information out of them.
Yeah, that's right. Now. Yeah. You mentioned an autoresponder. For a squeeze page to work, you have to have an autoresponder behind it. So mine works with One Shopping Cart. It'll work with Aweber. It'll work with Infusionsoft. But, you know, whatever you've actually
What would you tend to?
If you don't have one, I'd recommend Aweber.
Yeah, I don't have anything, really. I mean, but you think Aweber, yeah?
Yeah, Aweber's the cheapest, is the cheapest reliable one there. Now, a lot of people are using MailChimp because...
MailChimp,
I think up to 200 people, it's free. and then you start paying. But you actually pay more once you've gone over 200 than you do with Aweber. Also, MailChimp has got this bizarre thing that you're not allowed to engage in affiliate marketing. I do a lot of affiliate marketing. You know, I... So, you know, they don't like you doing that, and they can close you down, it says in their terms and conditions. I wouldn't recommend MailChimp at all. I'd recommend Aweber. Aweber claim to have the highest deliverability. They're a professional organization. They've got really good support. And you know, they're pretty easy to use. So I'd recommend them.
Right. And then you've got things like, I mean, you were seeing this, what's that solutions one, or what it's called? What was the one Dan used to use?
Oh, Infusionsoft.
Infusionsoft, but that's expensive, isn't it?
Oh, that's very expensive. Yeah. So if you go to, let me think, I think if you go here.
And one shopping cart is supposed to be pretty good, isn't it? Yes, but then that does more things.
Yes, it does. I use one shopping cart. The advantage of one shopping cart is that you can start a little bit more expensive than Aweber per month. Aweber is $19 a month. One shopping cart is $34. But then what you can do with one shopping cart is as you grow to sell products, you can add those things on. And then if you want an affiliate program, you can add that on. So you can add on the bits that you like. Whereas with Aweber... it's just an autoresponder.
Yeah.
But let me see if that works. So there's an affiliate link straight away, you see. So I wouldn't be able to use...
Where's the affiliate link?
Just one second. That works. So if you go to... I'll put it in the here. That's say a link to sign up to Aweber.
Yeah. So then you can make a bit of money out of recommending someone like Aweber, and that's all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a small amount of money, but if you get hundreds of people, then it does slowly add up.
Plus, you might as well have it as not.
Absolutely. Let me put as we were mentioning, it's one click.
One shopping cart
as well. So that's
and that's as good as, it's not as good as Infusionsoft, but it's a lot cheaper.
Oh no, yeah. Now you're talking about completely different animals. Now Infusionsoft is an entire CRM package, so it automates the whole of your marketing, and that's not only email, but physical mail. So, you know, there are interfaces to various services. It's best, Infusion, I know Dan was plugging the hell out of Infusionsoft, but, you know, it's a minimum of $200 a month.
Yeah.
And so then...
You've got to think it's got to be good. It must be good, assuming you've got the money, but...
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I've seen solopreneurs use it and give up because it's too complicated. And to be honest, it is too complicated for a one-person business. But for anybody who's got 5 to 10 people, so they've got part-time or full-time marketing admin people, then it can be, if it's used properly, it can be, you know, absolutely incredible. So it was ideal for Dan because he had about 4 or 5 people. It's ideal for Simon Zucci because he's got about 10 or 12 people.
Right.
And I've seen him use that extremely powerfully. You know, he couldn't now run his business without it. It's that kind of package. But for a single person, I would not recommend it at all.
Yeah.
And I'm affiliate for Infusionsoft, so it's in my interest to plug that. But realistically,
to the right people, yeah.
Yeah, realistically, for a single person thing, you know, you'd spend all your time using Infusionsoft.
Working out with them.
It's not it's not the best use of your time in my views. So going back to where we were. Contact Form 7, I'd strongly recommend, and you just download that. Yeah. That's normal. Now, I've try to break a bunch of the others into different categories. And these ones I've found incredibly useful. And yes, therefore I recommend them.
Right.
The first one is something that will duplicate a page or a post for you. And it's just called Duplicate Post. And it will clone a page or a post that you've already created. So if you've done a sales page and you've spent 2 days with all the graphics and all the layout and all the rest,
and you
then want to create another one that's similar but for a different product, you think, oh, shit, I've got to spend another 2 days doing that. What you can do is just duplicate post to clone it, and then you can simply edit the price, edit the headline, edit, you know,
whatever you want.
Yeah, it's much, much quicker for complex pages. So, you know, I find that extremely useful. So that's called duplicate post.
And that's on a page of your website?
Yeah.
Or a post on the blog itself?
That's correct. Yeah, it'll do either.
Oh, okay. How fantastic.
I'll see if I've got it. Now, I know it won't be on this one because this is Optimized Press. And Optimized Press has that function anyway. But it's probably on this one. Paper template. No, so it's not on that one. You can see how many catch posts. Duplicate post. There we are. There it is.
Duplicate post. Yeah. Enrico Patucci.
Yeah, so incredibly useful, that.
How come the other one, the contact form 7,
had
the 4.5 stars or whatever?
Yeah.
And this hasn't, none of these have got stars.
Oh, no, that's because they're installed on my...
it's already in there, yeah.
The install list, yeah, so if you look at it'll have as many as
so
many
basically,
stars.
Can you install as many plugins as you like on a site?
Can. Yeah, you can. The only disadvantage
even if you're not using them.
If you're not using them, you can just deactivate them like this. Click that.
Yeah.
And that will say.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that? Oh, well, maybe I'm not. But anyway, you can just deactivate it if you want to.
Right.
The only disadvantage of having loads and loads of plugins is if you got loads and loads and loads, it can slow your site down. So you only
have to be a lot of that.
Yeah, it has to be a fair amount, and of course it depends on what they do as well as to how active they are and what they actually do. But in principle, you can add as many as you like. So
you've got Flow Player on there.
Yeah, that's going to be one coming up in a second. I've got that. I strongly recommend that, the free version of that.
Because
that plays videos very nicely. This is an audio version. It's an MP3 audio player that plays HTML5 stuff. So it'll play MP3s on an iPod and an iPad, which a lot of players don't do.
Oh.
So that one's very good, but I'll cover that one in a sec. And you can see there's loads of others. Table Press. There's a video player that I didn't like that came with this theme, so I've disabled that and I've enabled Flow Player. But you know, you can see there's quite a few on that site.
Yeah. So this is a site you've done for somebody.
No, that's one of mine. These are one of mine. That's one of mine. In fact, all of these up there that I've got up at the moment open, they're all mine. Just so happens. But yeah, I do obviously do them for people.
Do them for other people as well. Yeah.
So duplicate posts we covered. Disable comments was one of the ones you requested.
Oh yeah.
Now there are several that do this, but disable comments is a good one, and it's an easy one, and it works. When you search for it, you want it by Samir Shah, so that's the one. That's the one you'll see.
Right. Yeah. And that just takes that out of the equation.
Yeah, it just takes comments out, and you can disable them on pages, or you can disable them on pages and posts, or just on posts. Anything you like. I think it'll even allow you to selectively disable them on various categories if you want to. If you want to get really, really, complex about it.
Details.
But
it's funny that bloke. He commented, didn't he? On the
yeah. Why would you want to do that? Saying,
why would you want to do that? It's so good. Yeah. I thought, well, it's a bit of a duff.
Yeah.
Funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. I thought I'd respond to that because there are often reasons that you want to do that. I mean, yes, there are. His point was yes,
you want to get the social.
Yeah, exactly. If you've got a high traffic site and you want good social proof, then it's terrific. But there is an overhead to doing it because you've got to sort through them all and delete the stupid ones and all the rest.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's easy just to delete them.
Yeah.
Next one is WP date remover, and this seems a little strange, but sometimes you don't want to make it obvious when let's say you have a site and it's got some content, but it's 4 years old, but it's still relevant. If people look at the date, they'll say, oh, it's 4 years old, I'm not going to touch that, but it might still be relevant. So in some cases, you might not want to have the dates on your pages or posts, so WP date remover will take that out.
Yeah, good idea.
Page link manager. Now there's a whole load of plugins that do things like this. This one removes pages from navigation. So if you've got a download page, for example, instead of it coming up in the navigation and it being visible to the search engines, so people can get your stuff for free, it takes it out of the navigation and it marks it no index, no follow. So very, very useful that for when you want to do that.
Okay. So if somebody's sort of searching a word that I use that describes one of my pages.
Yep.
They won't be able to find that. I won't come up.
Yeah, so for example, let's say I had a download on my page called download, and the page is called download. If I searched for, the keyword I was looking for and download, then my page, even though it's there, wouldn't show up in the search engine and wouldn't show up in my menu, in my navigation.
Yeah, like say, for instance, I had a page called quiz.
Yep.
I don't want everybody, I don't want people finding that particularly, do I?
No, exactly.
No, yeah, okay, that's very good.
So that one's extremely useful.
Page link manager.
Page link manager, page space link space manager.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a fairly esoteric one. It sorts posts in whatever order you like, depending on various criteria. Most people have no use for this. But if you've got one of my sites is a membership site, and I want my posts on the main screen to appear in a particular order, so I use Post Sorter to actually do that. So most people
when your posts on the main screen.
Yeah. So what I've got is on the right hand side on my sidebar, I've got various widgets which show what posts are there, but I use Post Sorter to ensure that they're in the logical order that I want them in.
You desire, yeah. Otherwise, they would go chronologically, would they? Or?
Yes, they would do if I didn't use that.
Okay, yeah. That
and then they'd probably be in the reverse order I'd want to display them in.
Yeah. Okay. Would you have to keep using that to continue to update it?
No.
So just do it once and that sort the order.
Yeah, yeah. Now, obviously, if you add other posts, then you've got to ensure that you maintain, depending on how you were sorting, whether you were sorting by post name, by date, by category, there are various things you can sort by.
Yeah.
So as long as you create a post that's consistent with the pattern that you've used, then it'll be in the right place. If you see what I mean, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Next one is add signature. Now this is really cool. Let's say you've got some blog posts. Let's say you've got 20 blog posts, and you've got them all published, and you think, well, it would be really useful if I could remind people at the end of these really useful blog posts just to sign up to my damn list, but, you know, I haven't done it yet. So now I've got to go back and edit 20 blog posts or perhaps even more. Mm-hmm. If you use add signature, then what it'll do is it appends a text or a link to all of your posts. So you add signature, and then in the add signature menu, you just say what your link is going to be, and you can just have, you know, check out my free report on, you know, cat breeding. You know, just click here. So you have your home address.
That sounds brilliant.
And so that's really, really good. And you can make it bold, you can make it big, and all sorts. So that's really, really useful.
And you can't stick that onto emails or something. I mean, some people have that on email, don't they?
No, you can do that.
Or some sort of.
You can do that on emails. If you're using something like Gmail, you can add a signature to Gmail, so you can have whatever you like. So that would go out on every single email. And
there's a way of doing that on Gmail, isn't there?
Yeah, on Gmail or any other mail service. Now, when you come to do an autoresponder like AWeber, you can add a signature on AWeber, because by default it always says, you know, to unsubscribe, click here, and it also says from, you know, Rob Warren. And it has to give your, by law, it has to show your, has to show a postal address that they can contact you. So you could add to that anything you wanted to.
That's really good. Yeah, it's nice and simple thing to just stick that on there every time.
Yeah. Now, all of these I use regularly. I find them very, very useful.
Yeah.
Now, here's, again, an esoteric one that you'll only need if you need it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
It's called TablePress. Let me give you an example of it, because otherwise it won't make much sense. Let me think if I do this, I think it will work. No, that's an optimized press site. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, but it's not that site. This is a thing called Paper Template, by the way.
Paper Template?
Yeah.
That's a plugin as well, isn't it?
That's a plugin, yes. It's a plugin, yeah. I'll be covering that. That's a paid one, but boy, this is good. This is a sales page that I knocked up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
The nice thing is, it does a ready-made sales page for you, and you just fill in the blanks.
Wow.
So it's really, really fun. So all this stuff here, obviously you add the image, but, you know, this is all here. This is all there. That's all there. You just add the image and text. The button's already there. That's already there. This is really sexy. So when you've got a course that's a number of modules, or a book that's a number of chapters or whatever, you can say whatever each one is worth. So they call this the stack. So they fill in this automatically. So, you know, for only $10,000, you know, you get $10,000 worth of value, whatever. Just
put 50p.
But, you know, it gives people, it gives people an idea of everything they get. So you get module one does this, you know, you put a nominal price against it, and it says, well, yeah, look at all this you get. And then they do all
and
this.
And if you wanted...
Sorry, go on.
If you wanted to omit any of this...
Yeah, just delete it.
That would be could easily do that as well.
Oh, yeah, easy.
So that guarantee there, for instance.
Yeah, if you don't like that, just get rid of it.
But you don't have to have that, yeah. Okay.
No, that's right.
Wow, that is good, isn't it? What's that one called again?
This is really sexy. It's Paper Template, it's called. It's fantastic. I use it. Since I got it, I use it all the time. I mean, it's fantastic. And the nice thing is, any theme that you've got, you can use this, and it just, for those pages, it just makes them clean and white, and that's it.
Yeah.
And the other nice thing that I didn't realize was it just doesn't date either, because there's no style elements that date it, really.
Right.
You know,
yes.
It'll probably be okay in 5 years' time, yes.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? It's like, there's not much to go wrong with it there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't illustrate what I wanted to, which was... Everything else, get your book.
Table press, isn't it?
I wanted to show table press, yeah. Was it? Perhaps it's in... It's not in members, is it? Deleted that. What table press does? Let's have a look. What it does? Get your book on Kindle. Create your WordPress website. No, it's not that one. What it allows you to do is put stuff in columns. Rows and columns. It's like a table. So I use it sometimes where I've got, I want to display a front page and I want stuff in columns so they can see everything. So let's say they've got their six modules and you can put access to the six modules in a 3x2 table on the front page. And I can click on it and go straight from the front page straight to the content.
Right, yeah.
What TablePress allows you to do is format that, give you a table, allows you to update it very, very quickly and easily.
Mm, sounds good.
So that's nice if you need to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Couple of others, add logo to admin, that just, for any user, if you've got a membership site, it's pretty good. You can add your logo, instead of the WordPress logo, so for example, you see this here, you see that there's the WordPress logo.
Yes.
If you use add logo to admin, you can replace that with a branding new logo or, you know, your own logo.
Oh, I see.
So it looks much more personalized.
That's if you're making one for somebody else, is it really?
No. So let's say your site was a membership site and it had training on...
Oh, sorry, in their members. Yeah.
And so you're training them on tennis. So you put your logo in there so they know, you know, they see that, they know they're in the right place straight away.
Yeah.
So that's add logo to admin. Google Analytics speaks for itself. You just...
Where would you get a logo from, just to...
Logo, Fiverr, Fiverr.com. So put that on there, 5RR.com. And for $5, they'll do your logo.
Get a logo, yeah.
So I use Fiverr a lot. They're very good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do
you? Oh, yeah. So Google Analytics, that's very good. If you've got a site that's got a lot of people or potentially a lot of people coming to it, then you want to see what pages they go to, how long they spend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Google Analytics gives you that information.
Yeah.
Sexy Bookmarks is a terrible name for a social media plugin, which is actually very good. The only problem is that they keep on updating it, and a couple of times it's broken my WordPress themes. If it does, you just disable it. But Sexy Bookmarks is pretty good. One of the things I like to do is right at the bottom of each post in my blog, you display all of these little pop-up social media icons. So if people click on there, they can say, you know, check out this really good post. That gets posted immediately to Facebook. So that's it makes it easy for people to do stuff.
And does that work as a tactic?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Let me come back to the quiz in a second.